to the presidential race next, and another independent candidate has formally launched his campaign. Independent Nick Delahanty, best known to many as an online campaigner, outlined some of his priorities at a press launch this morning.
But what the president is, and we live in the age of the influencer, and there is no bigger influencer on a national stage than the president. The president is the only person elected by the entire country. That means something. It should be used to say something. So I just want to finish, and I want to make this crystal clear to everybody. I want the government of Ireland to succeed and thrive. But the success of Ireland is not dependent on the fortunes of one political party, one movement, or one coalition. It's on the progress of Irish people and Irish citizens.
Nick Delahanty. Well, meanwhile, there's still no confirmed name in the running for Fianna Fáil, despite a plethora of potential candidates. Speaking on RTE Radio's Today with Claire Byrne, the Fianna Fáil MEP, Billy Kelleher, said he hadn't given any personal thought to a potential presidential campaign. Mr Kelleher has called for his party to put what he described as a robust process in place to identify a candidate.
Well, I mean, clearly, Claire, I mean, if a party approached a person and asked them, you know, obviously you would have to give it serious consideration. I've been a member of the parliamentary party since 1993. Mm. You know, I've given my life to the party and the party has been very good to me. But the point I'm making is if you were approached, well, obviously you would have to give it consideration. But I wasn't approached by the leadership. I was approached by some colleagues. They asked me some time ago, would I consider it? But due to the fact that other MEPs from other political parties were also being discussed at the time. So that was really as far as it came in terms of my position around the candidacy. But I was really more important, Claire, was, you know, that the party would have a robust process in place so people could put their name forward. Yeah.
Billy Kelleher not ruling himself out. We can talk now to Irish Times political correspondent Ellen Coyne. Ellen, will we start with the man who launched his campaign this morning, Nick Delahanty? Who is he and what are his priorities?
So Nick Delahanty had a very colourful campaign launch in Dublin this morning inside a simulated indoor golf club replete with Irish singers and Irish dancers. Nick is an independent candidate and he conceded himself that he might be best known to people for a failed local election and general election run where his campaign posters went viral for having the claim that he would make crime illegal. Now, over the past year or so, he's become a bit of a kind of online political influencer. He's gained a lot of traction for making these videos on TikTok and elsewhere that point out and criticise what he says is the amount of money that the government is wasting on IPAS contracts. And at his campaign launch today, he said that the government is basically making millionaires out of people who should not be getting government contracts in the first place. He told us this morning that he has a proposer and a seconder at least 6 to 10 local authorities. He maintains that he does have a path to getting onto the ticket, but I think he was quite candid about the fact that even launching his campaign today, he's doing it with the knowledge that it could be over in as soon as 2 or 3 weeks if the shutters are pulled down on him and local councillors, particularly from the bigger parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, don't facilitate him getting onto the ticket.
Speaking of Fianna Fáil, at this stage, anyone who stands still long enough is in danger of being touted as a potential candidate. Tell us a bit more about Billy Kelleher. He was being a little coy when he was talking to Claire Byrne this morning.
Coy is definitely the word that I would use. I think what you're sensing this week is a palpable frustration in Fianna Fáil that things aren't getting going with its presidential campaign and it's kind of sitting back and watching parties like Fine Gael dominate the headlines. I think Billy was quite clear that he has obviously been approached by some of his colleagues in the party kind of teasing out if he would be interested to run. But I think what he was doing was very much leaving the door open to Micheál Martin if he was interested in approaching him. We also know since last weekend the name Jim Gavin has been enthusiastically floated within the party. I think he would be a very popular proposal, obviously as a GAA star and a kind of walking legend in Dublin, but also somebody who has a background in the Defence Forces, in local politics in Dublin, and even participation in the likes of citizens' assemblies before. And we do know that he is somebody who does appear to have the support of Taoiseach Micheál Martin, which is more than can be said for the slew of names that have been floated within and outside of Fianna Fáil for the past 8 weeks.
And those names, including, of course, Bertie Ahern.
Yeah, I mean, that has been shot down before it could even take flight. I think there would be a view, despite the fact that you have people in the parliamentary party, TDs, maybe councillors, saying that Bertie Ahern should be considered, given the his prestigious background with the Good Friday Agreement. I think the realpolitik at the higher levels of Fianna Fáil is that there's little to no appetite to exhume the worst days of the financial crash and kind of bring those memories back to the public. And our understanding is that that is something that Micheál Martin has no interest at all in pursuing at the moment.
Ellen Coyne of the Irish Times, many thanks for being with us this afternoon. We'll have more for you on the news at one after this break.